Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Instanda, a global provider of no-code insurance platform technology, earlier this month released its report, Reimagining the Digital Insurance Landscape 10 Years From Now, with new survey data defining what consumers want from a new digital insurance landscape. The report, which included survey data from thousands of U.S. and U.K. consumers, explores and analyzes survey findings with an eye toward the future of the insurance industry. I'm John Weber with AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Tim Hardcastle, founder and CEO of Instanda. Tim, so glad you could join us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, John. Thank you for having me.
So, Tim, can you give us a little more background about this report, who you spoke to, so on and so forth?
Yeah, sure. Let's dive straight in. So we wanted to get to the real nuts and bolts within in insurance, right? The real issues. And so we asked ourselves the question, how best to do that? We did not want to be an echo chamber. So we did something different. We actually crowdsourced the report. So what that means is we asked and spoke to a wide range of people. Startup MGAs, big tech giants, big insurers, a whole cross range of people, a spectrum of insurance, if you like, and got them to tell us how they see it. So we didn't know what the outcome was going to be. We weren't in control of the narrative, but we had a an overriding sense of confidence that there would be some interesting opinions, and that ultimately the readers of this report would react to it, and largely in a positive way. And that's what we've had as feedback so far. The premise for why we crowdsourced it was because we believe the industry knows best. There's a lot of questions to answer, but we believe the industry knows what to do. So I think the startling thing about the report is just how internally consistent and coherent all the views were from this wide range and this wide spectrum of folk that were participating. I mean, I think that's pretty compelling.
So what did you find that the perception that consumers have to the insurers and insurance industry in general?
Well, there's two kind of main themes around the feedback from the consumers that we took. And you're right, we surveyed several thousand customers in the US and the UK. And if you kind of look at it from two dimensions, and it's a segue into a bit more of a discussion, you kind of get frustration from the customers around, and if you look at the survey data that we got in the report, not understanding policy terms, lack of transparency on premium and fees, the time it takes to fill out forms that require personal information. These are frustrations, right? And so there's a desire coming out of that, a frustration, a desire for easier ways to do business. And then corollary with that is a lot of the consumer feedback was, we're happy to share more information with you, our insurer, if that gives me a better service, more personalization, and ultimately moving more into a kind of prevention type advisory service. That's the fascinating part. So to your point earlier, massive opportunities for the industry, but a lot of deep frustration to deal with right now. And that's surprising because, it's been there for a while and the industry has got all the opportunity it has to deal with it. And we'll maybe talk about that a bit later.
So consumers are saying to their insurers, help me to help you.
Exactly. And not only help me to help you, If you give me a good service and something I regard as valuable, I'll pay you more, I'll be more loyal to you, and I'll take more from you. That's a massive market opportunity, right?
Sure. Now, has this always been the case, or are consumer emotions about the insurance industry changing over time?
Well, I think the interesting thing, and maybe we just take a step back briefly, what's been happening is, I think, as much as insurance has been making progress, we can't deny that. What we can say is it's all relative, right? So other industries have been making faster progress. And so other industries have found ways to serve the customer in the place they want to be served in a more frictionless way. And the customer's expectations are increasing because they're getting great service, more personalization in other parts of their life. you know, and we only need to talk about a few obvious things. I mean, take Amazon as an example, right? And so they then come back to the interaction with their insurer. And for some of them, that's a one-in-year happen chance event. It may be by their broker or it may be online. The interaction and frequency is low, but they're saying, and this is our inference from the report, and the contributors confirm this, things have been moving well, but it's not enough. The other industries are moving faster, and insurance needs to react, therefore, to recognize consumer expectations are constantly going up and being driven by other industries doing a lot better at the rate of change and improvement than arguably insurance is.
And on top of that, this is a product they really don't want to buy anyway.
Well, I think that's a really interesting one to dig into a bit. Yes, it's true that in US and UK, there are, you know, legal requirements for certain kinds of insurance, right? You can't drive a car around without having motor insurance. And you're right, some of it is not a reluctant purchase. You know, I have to have it because legislation tells me my chance of having an accident is pretty low, maybe 1 in 10. You know, do I really need this? Don't I? I've got to have it. It's a reluctant purchase. But you go into other aspects of insurance, right? You don't need to travel too far away from motor to say, well, there are some things that are really valuable to people. Could be your home, the security around your home. It could be your life insurance, your health insurance, your well-being. And these types of insurance touch into a much deeper psychological value hierarchy where people are saying these things really, really matter to me, right? You know, maybe motor, as I said, not such a high priority purchase, but some other aspects are. And again, back to the point that we were discussing earlier, if consumers are saying, I will pay you and be more loyal for a good service, which is where I'm getting, you know, more understanding of my needs, more personalization, and you're making my life easier, and ultimately, from a prevention standpoint, I may be getting better advice to live my life more freely and more healthily, then I'm going to be a better consumer and take more from you. And so, I think we need to be careful not to be consumed by a little bit of our own self-criticism, let's say, of insurance, which is, you know, it's a reluctant purchase. I think there's a much bigger, richer tapestry and world out there of how consumers really do want to interact with the insurance community. And that, again, is a fantastic opportunity for the insurance players.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Tim, is part of the problem that insurers in this race to become so technologically advanced to the point of digital distribution channels, touchless claims, and AI-enhanced consumer service, has the industry become just too impersonal when it comes to consumers?
It's a really good point. And I think you can be impersonal whether it's digitized or not digitized. I mean, you know, many of us could recognize that, you know, you're trying to get through to a company you want to talk to, and you may be sat in a queue, a call center queue, for, you know, maybe up to an hour sometimes. I've had that personal experience just recently. And, you know, that feels like you are not valued and it's impersonal. And so I don't think the impersonality is necessarily a analog versus digital kind of debate. I think it's just the service ethos and the way in which companies place the consumer at the top of their hierarchy and their priorities, and then service to that. And so you could argue that as you go deeper on digitization, it could get more impersonal, but I would suggest that's arguably because the company hasn't got the right customer strategy where it's putting the customer number one in everything it does. And maybe it's just seeing it as a transactional thing where they just deal with it too simplistically and too impersonally. There are other aspects of insurance, of course, where, and I said, touching on the points earlier, it's highly personal and you need extensive amounts of personal information. It could be if you're health or life insurance, or if you're a business and you're, say, trying to get insurance across a multiple lines of product, it could be a commercial combined product, you need lots of information about that business dynamic. So the data that's coming across from the consumer or the business for a lot of insurance is very, very detailed and very personal. And so here is the opportunity. If the insurers get their customer strategy right and they lean into that, particularly with those products that require lots of information, then they could make it highly personalized, more personalized than it is today, get a deeply trusting environmental relationship with those consumers and businesses, and there'll be lifelong high trust brands that the consumers and businesses will want to stay with for, you know, for the rest of their days. I mean, we have examples of companies that do that. So I think the opportunity here is you can make things highly personal where it needs to be if it's part of a customer first strategy. And then at the other end, you can take it to selective choice and say, where is it easier for people to deal with? And they don't want to have much to do with me, but I understand them and I'll make their life easy.
Let's explore this idea of a customer first strategy then a little bit further. So what is it customers want, Tim? Help me out here.
Well, what do they want? Well, let's just take a step back for a minute and just lean into this point around frictionless and personalized. Right. So when I am looking at, you know, what's been successful from a consumer market perspective, let's take a brief look at Amazon. I mean, we can all talk about it, but what does Amazon offer? Right. It's speed, convenience, okay, 24/7 access. And I'm not having a highly personalized interaction with Amazon. They know me, they know my account, they've got my card details. And they've extended that into retail, right? You've been into one of the Amazon shops. I don't know whether you have or not, but you walk in, you don't need to touch anything. Obviously, you're picking the product up. It knows who you are. You walk out of the store with your goods and you don't even have to talk to anybody. It makes life easy, convenient, and fast. So there are experiences, there are parts of other industries which are serving the consumer need to be easy and convenient and making my life simple. And insurance has that opportunity for certain kinds of insurance products. Motor, it may be a good example. There are other types of experiences, service, where it needs to be highly personalized, more from a higher touch point, more like a concierge service. And that would, again, be something you could look at a parallel to say, I don't want to be impersonally treated when I'm talking about my life insurance, right? So there's a spectrum of insurance needs, and consumers are telling us, and through the report and the survey that we did, they want to have simpler, more frictionless experiences. But at the same time, if you need to be personal with me because of a data perspective or the need I have, let's say life insurance, when you are making this a personal experience for me, I am going to be very grateful and I will pay more for that service and I'll be loyal. And I think there's a really interesting point there about what should the customer first strategy be. For simple stuff, make it easy. For more complex stuff, make it much more feel like it's much more personalized.
You use the term opportunity. Do you think this actually represents an opportunity for the insurance industry, Tim?
Well, I think you can look at historically at how insurance has evolved, and it's been at the heart of worldwide commerce and giving people peace of mind for hundreds of years. And it's done a pretty good job, right? I think the really exciting thing is that the way that other industries are expanding their markets, going into serving the consumers where they want to be served, that opportunity arguably has existed for insurance for a while, but things have got in the way. And when you talk to the insurers, as we do, I mean, we work not just within the US and the UK, but we work in Asia, in South America, across Europe. When we talk to the players in the market, what they tell us is that they've been deeply frustrated because they see these market opportunities, they see the needs that consumers are asking and expressing, and they haven't been able to respond to it in the right way. And so, you know, you can look at other corroborating evidence. Gartner and PwC, for example, put out a report recently that said of the survey that they made, 84% of the companies they talked to, 84% said that inadequate systems were the major barrier for them serving their consumer and market needs properly. And I think the big shift that's happened in the last 3 to 5 years, as we've seen the insurtech wave wash through, and as we're now starting to see AI come into the mainstream, is all of the technology capability that companies need to do a better job for their markets is now available, and it's industrial strength. So there's nothing stopping them. And I think this is the important pivot point for people to appreciate. You've got these consumers telling you, make it simpler, more frictionless, more personalized. And now you've got the technology around to go do that. And I think this is the huge opportunity for the industry to jump on. And if they don't do it the way the other industries are working, some other people, are, you know, those companies that change faster are going to be the ones that are going to be the winners. And if you don't do it, you're going to be a loser in the medium term.
Tim, what would you like insurers to be taking away from this report?
That I think we're standing on the cusp of a revolution that's going to gather pace over the next 3 to 5 years. We've spent a lot of time sorting out the technology and making sure that it's more adaptable and more flexible, and we're now at that pace. AI is coming into the mainstream, as I said, and over the next 3 to 5 years, those companies that are more agile, more responsive to their customer needs will be the winners. And I think this report underlines that point. I think we're excited to hear from all of this cross-section of experts that are confirming the same thinking. And I think it's a great opportunity for carriers, MGAs, insurers to really lean into that and to be the winners in the next 3 to 5 years.
Tim Hardcastle, pleasure speaking with you today.
Same to you, John. Thank you very much.
I was Tim Hardcastle, founder and CEO of Instanda, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.